everything's running smoothly.
Oh, Peter. Peter, today I just want you to know that nothing can go wrong for me. You can't tell me I'm doing wrong today, to quote sweet baby James Taylor, because it's May 4th. And Pete, may I be the first to wish you a happy Star Wars Day. Peter, may the 4th be with you, my friend. Hello, Peter Sweeney.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan on this ordinary Monday. Nothing going on.
I hate you. Come
Nothing
on, man.
Nothing of relevance other than just good old Monday again. Here we go. High of 62, low of 50. Looks like there's thunderstorms in your future.
No. You got to give me that. Star Wars Day. Give me that galactic. Real feel.
Looks like hot in the morning, and then when it starts raining, it's actually going to cool down a little bit. We'll be in the high 50s later this afternoon. Raining all day. Just all day rain. So, good reason to stay inside. High of 67, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and then we're back with you on Wednesday. But wrapping up what was probably the last weekend in Kansas City without people, I guess you would say, for lack of better terms, fully legally able to be out and about. And
oh, man, I don't know about that. We took a step backwards this weekend. We, I think we just collectively just said, F it. We gave up. We gave up this weekend. We'll talk about that in the news. It's
Hartzell. Hartzell says, F'd it. I say maybe some quarantine fatigue because I'm a newsman.
We straight up botched it this weekend. I just don't think we care anymore. Anyway, we'll talk about it. We got a friend on the show, Pete, who's going to be joining us on this your KC Morning Show on your Monday edition of the KC Morning Show.
To, I guess, discuss a little bit of the 10-10-10 rule. Mayor Q will once again be gracing us with his presence. I don't know if there's a show in the city that has had the mayor on more than our show. And
I mean, I'm just saying, this is the place you go. This is the content you came for.
Right. Good for us as a fledgling program.
Fledgling? What the hell are you talking about? Fledgling? We are nothing but unbridled. If anything, we're untapped.
I think the one wish that I have for Star Wars Day is for them to just stop with all the movies. I think we're.
Okay. You know what?
I think we're.
No, let's just not today, man. Not today. Mm-mm. Today,
I think we've had enough chapters.
Glorious day. 9 of the Skywalker saga. We got 11 total. Don't you know what? Hold on.
Right.
Can you just step back and appreciate that in these times, maybe it's nice that we have something like Star Wars Day to keep us going, something to have us look forward to, man, something for us to appreciate.
A little tease for you. I have an event that's actually happening in person today. So that's where we're at.
This is where we're beginning. May the force be praised. You can thank Star Wars Day for that.
Stick with us. Where were you, Pete?
Where were you the first time you saw your first Star Wars movie? Where were you? Were you with your mom? Were you with your dad? It's always a family affair, man. That's the best stories of Star Wars is the stories that brought you together.
Right. My mom brought me, I think, the videos home on Blockbuster, where she showed me the series in itself is just ridiculous. Well, they start with four through six,
a great series of films.
And then later on in one of my first movies, I believe in theaters, I remember going to Whitestone Cinemas in Queens, New York, seeing episode one, right? Cause they restarted it with episode 1 through 3.
Your prequels.
It's just a bizarre way to do a story, but nonetheless, this was my experience with Star Wars. I'm a casual fan. I don't know if they've done enough for me to go back and continue watching over and over again. Like, for example, a Harry Potter, which I mean, you could take in a million times. That doesn't get old.
What are you saying? You sound ridiculous.
When is Harry Potter Day? That's my
doesn't matter, and nobody cares because it's not a thing. You know what? Yeah. Get on George's level. Get on Lucas level. How about that? I remember the first time I went and saw Star Wars, the year was 1997. My dad took me and my twin. I remember vividly seeing the re-release of A New Hope. I remember that the screen malfunctioned and we had to come back.
Look like your brother, you do.
I do not. He has dreads and I do not have those. It is a great day. A Monday.
Bro, you what have a way- dreads he has. You no look, brother.
I think a great way to start a Monday, Wars Monday, is for, you know, me, a young Jedi apprentice. I put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Yeah, a Star Wars edition of your list of Hartzell. You saw it coming a mile away. Come on. Come on, my favorite day of the year. One of my favorite days. Not my favorite day, but one of my favorite days of the year. I've already watched The Clone Wars this morning, Pete. The brand new episode of the cartoon. It's the final episode of the series. It came out this morning to celebrate.
The Clone Wars is a fitting title because every movie in the Star Wars series feels the same. So I feel like Clone Wars might be...
So funny. Not today, Pete.
It's just the Jedi's versus the dark side and different versions of it in every movie.
As is life, Pete. Life is a constant struggle, good versus evil. It don't change. Come on, man. Star Wars is life and life is Star Wars. I keep trying to tell you this. My name is Hartzell. This, the list of Hartzell. It's a list I put together. Some facts about the Star Wars universe to celebrate Star Wars Day. Did you know, Pete, that May 4th, commonly referred to as Star Wars Day, but did you know the first time that that was actually put on paper? May the 4th be with you. Totally non-Star Wars related. 1979, Margaret Thatcher was elected Prime Minister. And so that was a greeting. May the 4th be with you. A way of saying congrats to Margaret Thatcher on being nominated as Prime Minister. Did you know that George Lucas's first draft of A New Hope was more than 200 pages long in 1973. George Lucas submitted a draft of what would be known as the Star Wars, over 200 pages. Did you know Obi-Wan Kenobi originally was supposed to survive? Now, if you've watched the films, you know that he survives the Force, so it kind of happened anyway.
Spoiler alert.
Well, Liz, it's been 40 years, man. Let it go. Harrison Ford. Accidental casting. Did you know?
You're an Obi-Wan jabroni, Hartzell. How about that? I don't know if we've ever made it to the end of the list of Hartzell, but that was a great list. I commend you for putting that together. It is your day, and so we got through the list of Hartzell, and so I'm thrilled. My weekend was pretty good. I'm becoming quite the cook. I made some sausage and peppers yesterday. A little seasoning. I actually like using the red peppers, and I'm glad you asked that, because the green, I don't know if there's as much flavor in the green, where the red, there's just that perfect amount of sweetness for a nice sausage and peppers. The key is the bread, as always in life. The key is the bread, and I got some yesterday at Costantino's Market in Brookside. Highly recommend. And good on Costantino's. More people are wearing their mask than not in that store, so I know we like that on this program, don't we, Hartzell?
Love it. I was gearing up for this show, man. I had so many clips. I had drops pulled. I wore my shirt. I got my Star Wars shirt on. That's all right. You know, one of these days you're going to have a thing when Dave comes to town. All right. Dave Matthews Band's going to come to town. And I'm going to offer Dave a chance to come on this show. We're going to be all back together in the studio. You'll be here sitting next to me. I'll be here. I'll invite Dave to the studio. I'm going to tell you. I'm inviting Dave to the studio. You're going to get very excited. You're going to get all geared up. Probably going to wear your concert t-shirts. Maybe Dave will sign your shirt for you when he gets to the studio.
Definitely
he won't be there. He won't be there because it won't be a thing. And your dreams are going to be crushed. And I want you to feel the way I'm feeling right now.
Hartzell, let me just tell you this. I'll take those chances. Place them in a box until acquired time. Lights down, you up and die.
Are you ready to do the news?
Ants go marching. Beautiful, beautiful song. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, brought it back a little bit.
So that first one, this is just one of the quirks of us doing this over Zoom. We missed that first, yeah, but I'm glad you came back with the second one.
Oh, we missed it?
We got the second one. We're okay, but yeah. Because when you get a little bit further away from the mic, because we're going over the internet, it goes in and out a little bit. But
that's I can do another one.
Yeah, give us a third one. Oh, wow.
Yeah!
Up to five.
Is that five?
May the fifth, yeah, be with you.
The revenge of the fifth, am I right? Hey! Let's do the news. My name is Hartzell Peter. Remind these folks who's joining us on this show. This is the news. Who's going to be joining us on this show today?
Yeah, there's some shows in the city that talk about the horse. On the KC Morning Show, you get it right from the horse's mouth.
There it is.
And Mayor Q will join us in, just a few minutes?
A matter of moments. A stone's throw away. Mayor Quentin Lucas. Thank you, Mayor Lucas, joining us. That's why we're a little bit late today, y'all, so sorry. But yeah, come on. Y'all ain't going nowhere. You're not driving nowhere, so it's fine.
Not yet.
Well, not yet, but it is coming. It looks like just about, man, you'll hear it in the audio, more than half of the country's already getting ready to go back to work and reopening this thing. So, Godspeed, here we go.
The race to reopen is heating up, with warm weekend weather drawing people out of their homes in droves and more protests sweeping the country.
Open up our state!
Starting Monday, more than half the country, 32 states, will be at least partially open for business. Among the latest, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, and Missouri, the call to reopen is growing louder.
Give us our freedoms back!
Protesters sweeping Massachusetts, Maine, and Illinois, many without masks.
It's devastating. Worrisome to me personally, because if they go home and infect their grandmother or their grandfather, they will feel guilty for the rest of our lives. So we need to protect each other at the same time we're voicing our discontent.
So that was Dr. Birx, and as you heard, people are ready to go back to work. People are getting fired up. People are angry. People are sick. Let's not forget about that. People are dying. Let's not forget that. That's also a thing that, you know, there is a pandemic that we're still in the middle of as we're trying to get back to work so fast. Governors have taken different tactics in developing plans to loosen some of those stay-at-home orders. You've got a regional response that you've seen. And in some cases, like you'll see when we play Missouri's audio, we're just kind of doing our own thing. And it starts as early as today.
That means restaurants can open if tables are separated by 6 feet. Churches can also open, but only if members practice social distancing. Bars, theaters, and museums will stay closed for now. The statewide ban on groups larger than 10 people does continue. The governor says counties can enact stricter enforcement policies. Johnson and Wyandotte counties have already done that. Leaders say those counties won't open until May 11th.
Kansas doing their thing. Phase one. I'm on their website now. Let's see here. Phase one on the Kansas side means that mass gatherings, that's not a thing still. So activities of 10 or more still not allowed. Establishments that are not allowed to open still. That includes bars, nightclubs, casinos, gyms. So phase one on the Kansas side, still very much a trickle, let's see how this goes approach. Very much a slow and steady. They are going to be allowing for libraries and some child care facilities. So that's phase one for Kansas. And like I said, some of that stuff starts today. Phase one on the Missouri side, a little bit more of a Wild Wild West situation, a little bit more lawless.
In Missouri, businesses in most of the state can start to reopen tomorrow with limitations on occupancy, and that includes Clay, Cass, and Platte counties. In Kansas City, Missouri, businesses with little traffic and public contact, like salons and barber shops, can open May 6th, taking appointments only. Everything else will open on May 15th under the 10-10-10 plan.
So this is going to be the show me strong recovery. I tell you what, get this, man. And this made national news, right. Just like in the concert community. I work in radio, and the music side. And so he's saying that there will be no limitations on social gatherings as long as people are taking the necessary precautions. That's coming from Governor Mike Parson. That starts today. So technically we could throw a concert right now if we wanted to.
Yeah. This seems like the perfect opportunity to head to State Line Road and look both ways, and you make sure no cars are there.
Naturally.
And one leg, which is in Missouri,
uh-huh. is just half jort, and the other one is just a full suit, because that's where we're at between Kansas and Missouri. And what an opportunity. You can take that, Hartzell, if you like. Now everybody knows it's mine because we put it on the podcast. But yes, this is, you're right, it's the Wild Wild West. Perfect timing, really, for those who love Cinco de Mayo, who want to go out and celebrate tomorrow in Missouri. I wonder if you'll start to see some Kansans smuggling over, jumping over the border for some boozing here.
Did you just give an idea out?
You might have done that. I think it's one of these things where we live in a city that's on the border of both states, and they've left, they being the U.S. government, has left this in the hands of the states. So you're going to see things like this in cities that have borders. So really interesting. Mm-hmm. And yeah, based upon just driving around, as you've alluded to, what is really a spot check, like around Loose Park, and I was in the Brookside area yesterday. People are just, I think, fiending to get out and get things back to normal. Is it too soon? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm, but
yeah, I think so.
It's not against the law. The law is supporting it. So
It's nuts, man. I'm nervous for the rest of the week because I just feel like after what I saw this weekend, the numbers are just gonna jump back up. Like, that's what I'm hoping doesn't happen. But come on,
that's what the entire country is going through, right? So you're gonna see a lot of these measures to open up in a slow but sure process. People are still supposed to wear masks and stay social distance, but they're just trying to ease it in. A lot of the experts think that there'll be another spike. And at that point, do you go back to the restrictions, or are you just all in and say, in a sense, we're going natural selection, baby, you know, and just continue on forward. So weird weeks ahead in Kansas City and beyond. How about that?
I like that a lot. Put that on a shirt, though. Natural selection, baby!
Morbid. Very morbid.
So this this weekend, some of our friends in Kansas City. That's what I love about Kansas City, is that we get creative, man. Kansas City loves to get creative. That's and, right. You know, Screenland Armor, the theater. Have you checked that place out? Have you been there before?
No.
It's been a long time. It's been a minute. And a lot of just really cool stuff and cool people that hang out there, and they're doing some awesome work. They got to pay bills too.
Here we are. We're live at the Screenland Armor Theater.
A 12-hour online marathon called Save Our Screens. They are showing everything from old cartoons to cooking classes.
We're looking at, you know, close to like $25,000 to $30,000 a month with rent and just our equipment loans. And we're down to flat zero right now.
So yeah, you can go and still do some donating for them. They did that this weekend. It looked like it was a blast. My boy, Jeremy Danner, I saw he was a part of it. And
Janner.
A lot of good folks, and they're trying to just keep the lights on. And they're doing some virtual viewings. I think I saw that they got some Star Wars Day events going on. So I'll probably be doing some of that. They got like a listserv kind of deal. So you can do like a, you go on this Discord serve and you can follow along, and it's, you know, nerd stuff. But if you are interested in helping out some friends, make a donation, and, you know, we're getting creative.
I'll have an event, I believe, from Screenland in the events toward the end of the show. I also wanted to say this too. I read an article over the weekend, and it's regarding these restaurants and such that are now encouraged to reopen. Mm-hmm. And there's some people in the country that are saying, whoa, wait a minute, because if they reopen and they have a full staff and they're continuing to only have 10%, 25%, 50% of the visitors in their restaurants, it's not a business model that is going to allow them to survive and make a profit. So even though just what I would say is, as restaurants begin to slowly open, I mean, your favorite restaurant might only still be doing to go for a while until they can say, all right, now we can get back to those busy days so that they can hire staff and have a wait mm-hmm. staff and people can make tips. And so weird dynamics, but you're right. There's just a lot of places like Screenland Armor. Jay Rieger again comes to mind down in the East Bottoms, where they're making hand sanitizer, just finding ways to just, as you said, keep the lights on for that golden day when we can have 100% of people back in bars and restaurants.
What you been doing this weekend? What'd you do for food? You been cooking? You still going the takeout route or what?
No, I've become quite the cook. I just told you about the sausage and peppers. I made turkey sliders the other day. I have a pasta ground turkey souffle type thing coming this week.
Is this a conscious decision? Like you wanted to, like you're taking the time you have now to be more of a cook, or just because you're spending too much money?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I enjoy it and I'm good at it. I'm damn good at it. And I've been building stuff around the house. I got through an hour of my dresser, probably looking at the rest of the pieces. It's hour one of 10, but I got through 1 hour yesterday. And I am becoming, and you said a few episodes ago how you're an Eagle Scout. I might be in the mix to give myself a self-made Eagle Scout badge.
That's not how that works. No.
And I might just start saying that I am an Eagle Scout because
of the- I can maybe give you the arts and craft merit badge for making your own badge, but you wouldn't actually become an Eagle or anything like that.
May just YouTube how to make a fire, learn that, cross that off the list. Bada bing, boom.
That's what I did.
Pitch a tent outside.
I do that during quarantine all season.
And it's okay. That's not the type of tent I was talking about.
Well, happy Monday, baby!
Some people out there are self-made men. I am a self-made Eagle Scout, and congratulations to me. What's the next news item we got?
Anyone riding in an Uber will soon be required to wear a mask. That's right. Executives decided last week that it will require face coverings for both drivers and riders. The requirement is expected to be rolled out in the coming weeks. Uber says it's also in the process of developing technology to hold drivers and riders accountable. The company said it's trying to get masks to drivers as soon as possible, that it may take, though, some time because supplies are limited.
I'm trying to think of the last time I ordered an Uber. And I really think it might have been the parade. It might have been the Super Bowl.
I got a song about this story. Don't get sued. We're not trying to get sued. So we want people to wear masks. We just don't. We don't want to get sued. We don't want to get sued. We don't want to get sued. Uber.
I need to put some DMB in underneath that, some instrumentals behind that track. What was that?
Very simple song as to why I assume that they're going this direction. I mean, the PR behind it will be, we want to keep our people safe, but they just don't want to get sued.
And finally, wrapping up the news, we always trying to find a hustle on this show because fame is fleeting, so you never know when this is all going to go away. And we always got to have that fallback. What's your plan B? So as everyone has been trying to find the workaround in between some of these restrictions, restaurants and otherwise, this guy in Texas, because of course it's Texas, this Texas strip club, they thought they had a fairly ingenious idea. They say restaurants can go back to business. Well, who's to say this strip club can't be a restaurant for a day?
Look, this is an adult entertainment facility. The owner freely admits that, but he says on this night, he was operating as a restaurant. However, there were entertainers inside the club. But HPD was out here for several hours. Finally, the owner made a decision to go ahead and shut down. He's not happy about the outcome.
I guess the DA decided they would take charges and press charges against me if I wouldn't close tonight. And since we're so close to closing time, we're going to go ahead and pack up everybody's food to go.
The Texas stay-at-home order expired. The governor is allowing restaurants to operate at 25% capacity. Club Onyx was following that guidance, according to the owner.
I feel like my guy's got a decent argument.
Right.
I can't knock that hustle. I got to give credit where credit's due. I applaud Club Onyx.
A lot of these places need to open to survive at this point. And so the second that it's available, strip club or not, they're going to want to open. I mean, some of the places I talked about, how some of the restaurants, it might not be feasible for some restaurants and for some interesting clubs like the one we just heard about. They need to open because they're in that gray area where if they go any longer, this thing ain't coming back. We've seen that at a couple places in Kansas City. So shout out to Club Onyx. Wish you the best from the KC Morning Show.
I feel like a lot of like adult entertainment spots, they've been really trying to get creative. And for the most part, it looks like they're all getting shut down. And I just want them to know they keep trying. keep trying, because eventually we're going to figure this thing out and we're going to a happy medium, and it's going to be beautiful. So we'll just, I saw a drive through a couple weeks ago. There's a drive through strip club again. Yeah. Keep trying, y'all.
Since you're the one taking care of this Mayor Q interview this morning, maybe that's a question you ask. Well, what about the adult industry?
Oh, man. You know what? I got to remember that people besides just you and I are going to listen to this show.
Sure.
And so maybe before having, you know, the distinguished mayor of Kansas City on the show, maybe don't tease him with the strip club story right before. Maybe.
Yeah.
And no, I feel like that's on me.
I think you go straight right into that direction and you say, Mayor Q, what about the strippers? Are we thinking about them?
I don't know if I'm going to get my job back. And so I have to keep every potential career on the table. And there's no better person to, I guess, get to the bottom of that than Mayor Q.
You know, you just mentioned how about I am a chef these days. There is nothing like a Kansas City strip. And I think we know that.
It's your Casey Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The Casey Morning Show.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. This is Quentin Lucas giving you a call. Good morning.
There he is, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just sitting in the office. Another fine day in Kansas City.
So it begins again.
Absolutely right.
Well, Mr. Mayor, well, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the KC Morning Show. You are on record now. You said that this is your favorite morning show, and I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, you're going to get your cousin getting mad at me, but
hey, listen, right. Listen, Brian B. Shine on a Hot 103. I'll give him a plug. How about that? Since he's family, I'll give him a plug. But he also knows game recognized game, Mr. Mayor. This is your favorite morning show.
That's true. I mean, you know, as long as we keep it secret radio.
We'll keep it secret, and then I'll settle that with him at the reunion this summer. So we'll be fine. We'll be totally fine.
Perfect.
So, Mr. Mayor, y'all have been busy. Everyone's been busy, and it looks like everything that's the topic of the day is reopening. And we're going to get to the 10-10-10 rule, but just overall, where are we? What are the numbers saying? Maybe more importantly, what are the scientists saying?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for actually asking me about the science and the numbers. You know, a funny thing happened on the way to reopening, which is that everybody forgot why we were doing it, how we were doing it, and what the standards would be. All along the way, my thought has been, how do we keep our community safer? A few things are good, a few things aren't. For four straight weeks, Kansas City, Missouri had a reduction in new infections, week-to-week average. Last week, I think we had a bit of a spike. That might be explained by further testing, but that's frankly the sort of thing we want to get some awareness of. So that's one thing. In terms of, are all the jurisdictions ready? And we have a lot of them, including, you know, the parts of the Northland of our area, that sort of thing, that are opening today. You know, I'm not sure they are. There is a, there continues to be issues with testing. There continue to be issues with our ability to trace, and that's going to create issues for our ability to stop any future outbreaks. That's where my main priority is now. Generally, our hospitals are in a good position. I think they have done a wonderful job in making sure that they will have their staffs ready, and so we're good there. So, you know, it might be still a little early to reopen, but that said, ready or not, here we come, and we're going to make sure that Kansas City's ready.
Just taking it back to the testing, because it seems like everything I've read and everything I've heard from you and other officials, that seems to be maybe what we need to be focusing on the most is testing. I've got a friend of mine who just recently had a heart attack, and he had to go to the hospital, and unfortunately he's not able to get any of those procedures done because they don't know if he has COVID or not, but they can't get the testing because they have to have a certain amount of tests before they can even send it out to be analyzed and care of. So are we where we need to be? Are we needing more money or what?
That's the one problem with the reopening era. And I don't have an issue with folks that say, yeah, I got to get back to work. I got to get paid. Sure. We should also use it, though, as a moment to say, wait a second, what do we need to get to make sure we get back to all this? What do we need to establish? And testing is one of it. So, yeah, I think it absolutely is money. I think it is building that closer, you know, kind of connection to the fact that testing is going to be the way that we actually get out of this. How does that happen? Well, if people actually know they're sick, they know they can stay home to fight spread, and then we can see a reduction in cases long term. Unfortunately, unfortunately. I'm not sure that's where we are, where we're heading right now. That's where we need to get, though.
So let's talk about 10-10-10, because I like this. We've talked about this before. I'm a pro wrestling guy. Life is pro wrestling. You got to give me a gimmick. What's my angle? And so we've got the 10-10-10. So not only does it have, you know, it's substantive, it is a plan, but it is also catchy. How did all that get put into play? How did all this come to be?
Well, you know, I think what we were trying to say was, you know, what does reopening need to look like? And what is a way that people could actually understand and remember the rules? Because, you know, every jurisdiction is throwing things out. There's percentage occupancy in some places versus not. And we just said, well, what about this? We know that on day one of reopening in Kansas City, we don't want to necessarily just say, all right, y'all, good luck, right? Instead, what we wanted to do was say, all right, let's make this gradual, and let's make it gradual in a way which is the beauty of this plan. Let's make it gradual so that we can see, okay, we reopened a little bit, let's see what the cases look like, then we can see if we can go up to 25%, and then, all right, if that looks okay, let's go to 50, and then so on, right, then up to 100 finally. And so 10 really came from, oddly enough, he doesn't think we love him, but the governor of Missouri had a capacity rule on like larger establishments, and we said, all right, well, if we were to marry capacity to some of our standards, then that got us to the, you know, you can have, if you're, you know, out in a building that's open to the public, 10% of the occupancy there. The idea being, all right, you can have some, but we're not trying to get crowds yet. And then there was the, you know, or 10 people. Some buildings are just smaller, or your corner shops. If you ever go to, you know, like some real, real corner dive bar, I was about to give a shout out to somebody, but they got to advertise with you first.
Hey, that's right. No free plugs on this show, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Unless it's my own personal thing. No. And then the other idea was, if you're there seated for more than 10 minutes, we really ask, and I know this is getting some people concerned, what we're asking on that one isn't, the government doesn't want a list. We want to make sure that if there's an outbreak, you can let everybody know, right? If you run X or Y restaurant and you learn that there was a waiter who unfortunately had COVID, and a lot of people could have been exposed, we want to make sure people know that they can get tested. And so that's your 10, 10, and 10. We will at some point look to see, all right, can we increase to the next level 25%? But that's what we're trying to do, because we don't want, you know, nobody wants to see a rapid increase in infections. Nobody wants to see a bunch of people get sick, because, you know, I don't care what people say about the data. There are people who have died of this, you know? Right. And for some reason, politics are weird, right? And so you get in these big battles. But, you know, we need to make sure that we're ready to make our community safer. And I think this is a good incremental step to doing it.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on your KC Morning Show. So what were the follow-ups next? I know once you unveiled the plan, the 10-10-10 plan, you also had, you know, you were talking to restaurant owners and business leaders.
Yep.
What were those discussions? Were they positive? And were there anything to come out of those?
You know what? They are positive. They're more positive than I even would have thought, because here's the thing, right? I think restaurant owners, gym owners, by the way, I know for those who don't follow you on social, Hartzell likes to take all these shirtless pictures all the time, like he's 18 years old. Dude, get your skinny self back in a shirt.
Mr. Mayor, it's called Revenge Bod, all right? And I got to make sure this thing is looking good, all right? Because she's going to see these pictures, Mr. Mayor.
I'm just kind of like, dang, all right, you hold on to it, brother. He's going to be that old dude walking around with his shirt off like, all right, man, it ain't 1975 no more. But anyway, no, but we're working with business owners of all types, particularly gyms, restaurants, museums, concert venues, right? Because there's going to just be a different way they get back. You know, in Missouri, technically, excluding Kansas City, it is now all of a sudden legal and allowed for you to have like a concert, but everybody's got to have 6 feet social distancing. I don't even know how that works.
It doesn't. So, as someone who works in concerts, it doesn't.
Right. And so, look, we're going to make sure we take our time, because I don't want everybody at, you know, name your favorite event. For example, Boulevardia canceled this year. Yeah. I don't want everybody at something coming down sick and then creating more problems. So we're working with every industry. Restaurants probably more pressing, just because I know they they want to get open. Jurisdictions around them are coming open. Probably the next one will be those gyms and that sort of thing. I know a lot of people. That's a big part of their lives. So, you know, we're getting on top of all of it, but it's going to be some work over the next, you know, probably at least 2 months. We're at the least dealing with a lot of this changed world. We hope by the end of the summer, things are a little different.
All right, Mr. Mayor, let's wrap it up with this. How are we doing? What's next? Are we going to be all right? Just tell us we're pretty. Are we going to be all right?
You know, I think that we're going to be all right. I mean, it's a frustrating time. It continues to be a scary time to me, too. But when you look at how we've stood compared to other metros, I think the intervention steps we took have saved lives. And so I'm proud of that. We're going to make sure we keep doing things like that. And then ultimately, you know, I hope we get back to whatever normal will look like in Kansas City at some point.
And we'll figure it out together. That's just how we do things in Kansas City. While I have you, Mr. Mayor, real quick, do you have any resources you could give out just to people who are listening and need to know where they want to go for this or that? Where are some good spots for?
Two things I'm going to give you because I'm the 10-10-10 guy, so I'm not going to confuse you that much. One thing, if you need masks and you want to buy from a local store, like Made in KC, any others, right? So it's kcppe.com. kcppe.com can get you masks, shields, hand sanitizer. Our businesses have really been great at getting things taken care of. And then kind of a bigger deal, if you feel like you need testing, call 816-404-CARE, 816-404-CARE. That's a collaboration of Truman Medical Centers, Kansas City, Missouri Health Department to make sure that we can get people tested. 404-CARE if you need a test, kcppe.com if you need a mask, and 10-10-10 is the rule for how we reopen in Kansas City starting this Wednesday.
Take my radio voice, Mr. Mayor.
trying.
Hey, Mayor Quentin Lucas joining us on your KC Morning Show. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. And I'm not trying to blow too much smoke, but I think you're doing a great job. So thank you to all your team, yourself, and everybody involved. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for a plan.
Hey, thank you so much. Stay safe and be well, and put a shirt on, brother.
Mr. Mayor, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Show.
Big thank you to Mayor Q, Quentin Lucas, Mayor of Kansas City. That was pretty well done, Peter.
Quintessential Q.
That was so nice. The computer said, "Ooh, play him off." Stop the show. That was so well done. Stop the show.
Welcome
Peter,
into sports.
Yeah, take me to sports.
Yeah, here we go. So did you watch last night at all?
I have not watched any of them because I want to be able to watch them all straight.
Okay. So the Last Dance, episodes 5 and 6 last night. I believe it's 10 parts, so we got two more Sundays to go. The first thing you see last night is Kobe Bryant, who they interviewed before he passed away for this. Mm-hmm. And wow, was it jarring to see that. And it was just wild. Kobe started his career as Michael Jordan was sort of finishing up, and they played clips from the All-Star game that they shared together.
Yeah. Like, I had a question about shooting his turnaround shot, so I asked him about it, and you know, he gave me a great detailed answer. But on top of that, he said, if you ever need anything, give me a call. Like my big brother. You know, I truly hate having discussions about who would win one-on-one. You're a fan saying, hey, Kobe, you beat Michael one-on-one. I feel like, yo, what you get from me is from him. I don't get 5 championships here without him.
Jordan's calling him little Laker boy, and they pass in the hallway, and Kobe Bryant, he does an interview with ESPN and just is saying how much he respects Michael Jordan. And he had this really good anecdote where he was like, everyone asked who would win in a one-on-one game, and he essentially said, it ain't like that. There would be no Kobe without Jordan. Really getcha.
I didn't know they were so close, man. I didn't know they were actually legitimately good friends.
Another good bite, I thought, from this episode was that Converse, when Jordan began his career, was the top dog in the NBA at all the big stars. Adidas was another company out there, Reebok. Jordan didn't even want to visit with Nike. It was insisted upon by his mother, who said, you're going to go and you're going to listen. You're not going to like it, but you're going to go and listen. Jordan recalled that the Air Jordan is made by the end of year four. So after 4 years of being partnered with Jordan, Nike wanted to make $3 million. At the end of year one, $126 million. And the rest history.
Wow, so, I did not know that number. Jordan
became so passionate about Nike, he put the American flag over the Reebok logo in the 1992 Olympics. A little petty, but Jordan doesn't care. That's just who he is. And speaking of that, these episodes also covered Jordan's gambling addiction. Or I guess what people would say is, you know, speculated upon gambling addiction because he
situation.
Right. What I found most interesting about this is there's a scene where Jordan and some of the Bulls are playing high stakes poker games in the back of the plane. And the other guys who don't want to spend that much money are a little bit more, I guess, careful with how they spend. They're playing dollar blackjack in the front of the plane.
Mm-hmm. It's more my level.
And Jordan would go and after playing these high stake games in the back, he would want to go up and play dollar blackjack. And so everyone's like, well, why? And Jordan was like, I just like the idea of your money in my pocket. So it essentially presents the idea that this was more of a competition addiction. Like he wanted something on the line, whether it be golf, whether it be poker, in any. I just thought it was really interesting. And there was that whole covering of him going to Atlantic City during the playoffs and how it wore on him, the two-week media ban. I just, it's you almost wish that they do this type of thing with every athlete that has ever been a big deal in our lifetime, because you're really getting to see how he felt about everything that went on. From the outside looking in. Great stuff. So anyway, that's The Last Dance. Four more episodes of that thing. They've been doing two every Sunday, so you can get.
So is this only, like, this is the only thing we do in sports on Sundays now, right? Like, this is just all of the sports coverage is just reviewing this documentary at the end of it?
Right now, all we have is documentaries. That might change soon with the MLB. Alex Smith's documentary was on Friday night, and I guess we haven't talked since then. That was also just tremendous. And there's replays on ESPN and ESPN2. You could look it up. Chiefs media, they had availability last Friday. I talked about it on the show.
How was that madness, man? How was that craziness?
It's actually been going pretty smooth.
Yeah.
To be honest, and this is just me and my regular work life, I almost wish that after night games on Sunday, they stick with Zoom for the rest of time, because there are some after night home games at Arrowhead, I end up working till about 3 or 4, and then we have to flip and be back in the press conference room by noon the next day.
Right.
They should be doing those on Zoom. Let's do it on Zoom. I could stay home. I could sleep a little bit. Who knows? Well, if I'm
especially doing if you got
show.
That, if you got that TV hit, you got to do it in the morning.
I mean, yeah, we've done Monday shows. I am a zombie. Anyway.
Wait, what did you just say? Wait, backtrack. Did you say something about us if we're still doing this show? Yes, right. We're going to still be doing this show, you sure. Jackass.
Okay.
Give us more credit. I mean, borrowed time already, but yeah, I get it. I totally understand.
If you want to help us out with social, our email is still open. Anyway, so the Chiefs had media availability. I thought there were two big quotes,
okay.
One from Andy Reid and one from Patrick Mahomes. Let's start with the Patrick Mahomes quote.
I've been in a unique situation where I've grown up getting to see a lot of guys go through contracts and doing a lot of different things and having an understanding of how it all works. For me, obviously, I want to be a Chief for a long time. I want to have a contract that says that and that I can go out there and know that I have that security and everything like that. But I understand and trust the Chiefs organization and everybody in it that they're going to handle it the right way. I trust my representation that they're going to let me have ease my mind and let me go out there and just love the game that I've loved playing.
So there you go. There's Patrick Mahomes talking about a long-term contract. The Chiefs are kind of stalled on it right now. They ended up activating his fifth year. So right now he's going into his fourth. His fifth year has now been exercised. So they could really delay this for a year. I think all fans in Kansas City would rather they get it done as soon as possible. I just don't. I
mean, just give him the truck, man. Give him a blank check and just fill it in, and we'll get the details later.
In a world without a salary cap, I think this thing would be done already. The Chiefs are just still trying to figure out things like Chris Jones, and that comes into play. Anyway.
He's also so good. I don't know who who trained him or who he studied under, but well done to that entire team, because he is that, he just gets it. Some people just kind of get it, and he gets it.
Well, that has to do with Andy Reid, who is our next big quote, and he teased, and this will, Chiefs fans will love this, he teased that they can be even better this year.
We're not going to just go, okay, we got everybody coming back, and we're going to give you the same plays to run. No, we're going to keep growing. I don't think we came near to what we could be last year. I mean, our defense was in their first year as a staff and installations. And so grow, continue to grow and want that, cherish that as a player, man. I mean, we're giving you things to even be greater, like I said, than what you are now.
Yes, sir. Yes, so, sir, Coach Reid.
Andy Reid predicting that the Chiefs will be better. And that's after a year in which they won the Super Bowl. Man, so
he's making me want to be better. I want to be a better person for Andy Reid.
It's funny because we just went through the Jordan stuff, and to hear Patrick Mahomes talk, there's just so many parallels between these two guys where Jordan really wanted to win back-to-back because they were talking about success, and success is only defined by your next action, not really the one you're ongoing. And man, I think the Chiefs are really going to be trying to run this thing back as they're saying, and that ends up in Tampa Bay. Tampa is where the next Super Bowl is. Last year was in Miami. This one's in Tampa. We'll see if they can do it. Hartzell, the MLS, is allowing players to return to outdoor team training fields for individual workouts starting Wednesday.
Yep.
The MLS suspended the season for the coronavirus on March 12th, closing all team facilities. Sporting was doing well.
Sporting doing real well. We look real good.
Just in this grand delay.
The quickest we can get back, the better, man. Because, yeah, we look real solid.
Fellow Peter Vermes, the Kansas City coach, advocated for a new policy out of concern for player safety. With where players out in public, they may be recognized. So what they want to have is private field access available with own facilities. And so the players can do individual workouts, not even team workouts, just so the player can have a little bit of privacy. Mm-hmm. So keeps the player socially distanced, the ability to do it in a safe manner. Speaking of Mahomes and connecting all these stories, because, I mean, this is just flowing, this sports block today.
You Patrick are just moving, cooking with fire, baby.
Cooking with gas. Patrick Mahomes recently mentioned in an interview having to run around his neighborhood with his, like, hood drawn up because mm-hmm. this is now a national, international superstar. So that's where Vermes, I believe, is getting at. He's saying, rather than have these stars like who? Johnny Russell? Jack Russell? What's his name?
Johnny Russell. There's or only
my,
one. Johnny
my guy, Russell. Hashtag Alon Pulled Hair.
I don't hate that at all.
Make sure they're not bothered while they're getting ready for what should be the season. And then your guy, Joe Biden, Hartzell.
Joe Biden.
He is your PIC.
Don't put that
man's
name on
Joe
me.
Joe Biden.
Don't put that man's name on me. No.
Everything associated with not Joe this, Biden.
Not this week. Not and this week, I sure do not.
He said that when he's president, female soccer players will get equal pay.
Oh, and yes, I did see that. Now, that part was good. I saw that tweet. That was a good tweet. That was so good.
He is looking to make things even. Women's soccer has been upset in recent years, as they should be, that
absolutely.
The men get paid more. And the men, no other way to say it, they stink. And so good for the U.S. women's soccer team to maybe have a dog in the fight here in Joe Biden, who, I mean, we'll see how he does. I don't feel great about it, but we'll see.
I had some Biden news. I had some Kansas primary news that I was going to throw into the block. I thought we just banged that for another day. Yeah. But I did see that tweet, and that is so we're past due. Like,
you know,
our women should be paid.
And
pay them women.
Something that you know for sure between Mr. Trump, the president's ongoing battle with what's Megan Rapinoe? Is that how I pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is going to be helping out the women's soccer team anytime soon.
No.
So there you go. All right, here we go. You wanted some events here?
We got some events. We got some actual events. Oh, hold on. Do you want some actual music? We got anything? How many we got? Is it worth a couple songs or what? You tell me.
Four or five.
What do you feel? Hey, what are you feeling, man? We've done Chuck Mangione last week, Little Feels So Good. We've done Kansas City, all kinds of different covers of that song.
Right.
What do you want?
You're the disc jockey of this program. I'm going to leave it up to you. You're the expert. You're the song expert on this
program. I love it when you say that.
I don't know. Play one of the four songs you guys play on 96.5. That'll be.
You know what, Pete? You're really doing it today on my day, on Star Wars Day, no less. My favorite day of the year. You really trying to make me mad. You know what?
I know it's either going to be Glass Animals or the Greeting Party. One of the two, whenever I turn.
It's the Greeting Committee. And you know what? They're a fine band, and they've deserved all the spins they've gotten. You know what? F off, Pete. I'm going to play that. How you feel about that, huh? How do you feel about that?
Good. That's good. I don't hear it anymore. Did you stop it?
I did stop it. I'm going to play this one instead. Remix!
Okay, here we go. All right, so first of all, this is very loud. Can't hear myself think.
Yeah, it's just too loud. Okay.
All right, so Chicken and Pickles doing Barstool Sessions tonight. They're bringing it back. I'm going to read it. They're excited to be bringing back Barstool Sessions back to Chicken and Pickle. It's their goal to abide by all the rules and guidelines set by local government. That's why they've started the Social Edition. Chicken and Pickle will be opening their doors to the public for the first time since the stay-at-home order was enforced. They'll be following all regulations, and so will we. Drew Six will be performing in the Solo Courtyard area of Chicken Pickle.
Are you loving this background noise right now? I mean, I'm feeling like 70s Star Wars right now. Let's go.
It's Disco Wars. Since there will be limits to the number of people that dine in the restaurant, they'll also be streaming the event on the Facebook page. So if you want to watch from afar, you're a little bit scared to go out, okay?
Watch from a galaxy far, far away. Back to you, Pete.
Speaking of Star Wars, Star Wars Day double featured Discord live chat, as Hartzell, you were saying, today at 10 a.m., running through 9:30 p.m. They'll be running Rogue One, A New Hope, The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi is a masterpiece, ladies and gentlemen. I might hop on this server, to be honest. I think I will.
Okay. Can't celebrate Star Wars Day in the theater, so they'll do the next best thing, and that's double features with the Discord chat. So Disney Plus app is all you need, and their Discord link, which you can find on Facebook. Screenland Armor, as Hartzell alluded to.
I really think I'm going to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
On May 5th,
crack myself open a little bit of the bubbly, celebrate some Star Wars.
May 5th on Tuesday, quarantine training to prevent separation anxiety. So pets may freak out when you have to start leaving again. And so Bar K is offering a Facebook Live event at 2 p.m. on Tuesday to teach you about how to ease that transition for these poor dogs.
Yeah. What are we going to get you a dog is the question. That's what I want to know. You got a new place? People are trying to get these dogs in new homes.
Well, I got a few emails over the weekend.
I'm looking at you. Maine.
I got a few emails over the weekend stemming from our conversations. All bulldog offerings. So, of course, I had to decline all of those. Chewies on May 5th. It is Cinco de Mayo. So they got food kits at order.chewies.com.
Get it, Chewies.
Margarita kits. Cinco party kits. Everything. Chewies has got your Cinco de Mayo fix, which is, of course, tomorrow. May the 4th leads into that. And then two ways to do some good deeds tomorrow at 2 p.m. Operation Breakthrough Contactless Donation Drive. That's happening at 2534 Madison Avenue. And then a food donation drive happening in Independence at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at the Independence Center, 18801 East 39th Street South in Independence, Missouri. So some ways to help out as we continue to go through what is the coronavirus outbreak. And that is your events. As you can see and hear, we are transitioning and easing our way into events coming back in person.
Looks like it, yeah. And that first weekend out when we all are allowed to actually do it, and I think we all feel safe, and I think there might be even like a big event that happens. When that takes place, it's going to be out of this world. And I don't think I'm even ready for it yet. Like that first thing we do, and there's going to be tears. There's going to be a lot of booze, probably some, all kinds of other extracurricular activities. It's going to be so crazy. I can't wait.
Like those who download the iPhone update right away, I'm going to let them do it.
Oh, there
you
go.
May not see Pete Sweeney in public until I'm talking maybe July. Could be mid-June.
Peter P. Sweeney, the P does not stand for public. No, not for
a little while. But I think by July I might start to feel if the beta test has gone well, you know, if the zombie apocalypse doesn't break out, maybe I'll leave the old door.
Well, I got to get you to some sporting games because I do miss being out there. I do miss that a lot. But you know what, y'all? It's worth the wait. How can I miss you if you can't go away?
Will sporting games even have fans at the beginning? We don't even know.
Well, I'll be there. I'll tell you what, I'll be there. And I'll be there in full force. I'll be there for all of us. I am, sometimes say.
If there's no fans, do you need an arena host? I mean, that's something you got to think about.
Listen, if I'm there. If I'm there, it's a party. Pete, what you got going on before Wednesday? You do anything tonight? Do anything tomorrow? Fill us in.
You know,
let me live through you.
I am going to maybe have a Zoom Cinco de Mayo party tomorrow. I played this over the weekend. My friend introduced me. Jackbox Games has these games that you could play with friends and family on Zoom, and I dig it, and I might try to do something like that. I will continue working on this wonderful offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, where they're getting ready to defend their title. And I'll continue to build. Pete the Builder, he can fix it. Pete the Builder, yes, he can. And so I'll just continue building the furniture that's been delivered to my home.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I got you. What's the update before I let you go? What's the update on JAN, a.k.a. Jokes at Noon?
Good question.
Uh-huh. Great question. I know, right?
This is where I'm at with Jokes at Noon. When I bring it back, I want it to be for a long time. And so I've just been waiting to sort of get my life in order before bringing back Jokes at Noon. Now, I know that people are fiending for it, but like Steve Carell.
Fiending for the Sweeney.
Like, you're 100% like Steve Carell in The Office. Is it time yet? I don't know if it's time to go back. So that's where I'm at.
Again, it all comes back to asking. How can I miss you if you don't go away? Again, make these people yearn for it.
Right.
Make them pay for that kind of content.
You don't know, though. So I would follow Instagram.com/PGSween. Mm-hmm. When it hits, it's going to hit hard. And so.
And if you want to prepare yourself for that kind of hit, maybe ease yourself into it, maybe go to my Instagram, Instagram.com/ Hartzell 965. You know, or maybe
maybe get some Instagrams about CP3PO and R2D2 and
there you go.
And the fort of you and your new best gal that you create every weekend.
I'm really happy that we're using Zoom right now, and so the internet connection is kind of spotty. And when we talked about C3PO and R2D2, you got a little bit of robot-y, which was very appropriate. Anyway, so I think that was the universe just spoke to you right there. The galaxy just spoke to you right there. Happy Star Wars Day.
Shout out to Luke's dad, Darth Vader. Right?
Big up, Vader. What up, Big V? Big Baby B. Big Daddy V. Big Daddy V. Pete, give me a letter as we get out of here. Give me a letter. Oh, before we get out, let's say thank you to Mayor Quentin Lucas. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for joining the program. That's how you know we're getting a little bit too big on this thing. We almost forget to thank the mayor. We need to take a step back and maybe reevaluate how we think we really are.
The quintessential Q, no doubt about it. Let's just go with the Q for the letter.
Q. Q. I mean, what else do we need to know? The letter is Q. My name's Hartzell. Pete across the line. Peter Q. Swain. The Q stands for quintessential. Baby! The
KC Morning Show.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Overplayed Star Wars is.
Goodbye, Pete.